ministry of Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. Our vision, bringing people into the full realization of their potential in God, and our mission, building a community of believers whose lifestyle positively influences change in the society. Welcome to Lighthouse. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregon, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org.
Jesus Christ. Now today is a very special day for people of like passion like me, like minds like me. It's Father's Day, right? It's a good day. Now I just want to give one or two words of encouragement to men before I go into my parable, before I open my parables this morning. So a wise man said that to fix the world, you fix the man. Praise God. I pray that as God looks for someone here in this meeting this morning, God will find us worthy in the name of Jesus Christ, of the high call of God in Christ Jesus. Now, this morning, by the grace of God, I've been given an assignment, and I'm going to be speaking to us very quickly in the time that I have on a subject that has been titled Living the Honorable Life. Please give me 1 Peter 2:17, living the honorable life, or what I call the honor principle. The honor principle, living the honorable life. Apostle Peter, encouraging us in this verse of the scripture, says, honor all people, love the brotherhood, fear God, honor the King. Powerful verse of scripture encouraging us about the subject of honor. Now listen to me. As a student of life and a student for life, one of the greatest discoveries of my life as I have made searches over the years is the fact that our world, this material life, even the spiritual life, is governed by principles. Everything that is happening and that is happening well is happening because people have connected, contacted, discovered, deploying, and working with certain principles. Everything in this natural life answers to principles. You want to be wealthy, there are principles that govern it. You want to have a successful marriage, you need to know the principles of marriage from the scriptures. You want to be a good parent, you want to be a good father, you need to understand the principles. Now, I think one of the missing principles of life that has not so much been taught us within the walls of the church and outside the church is the principle of honor. And most especially, where this new emerging millennial generation are concerned. The concept of honor is becoming archaic in our world today. But you will see from the scriptures today that a lot of things in our lives, even assessing our next levels, becoming who God wants us to be, having the kind of homes, families, marriages, businesses, entrepreneurial endeavors that we ought to have is largely tied to understanding the principle of honor. So the honor principle is one of the most critical principles, the honoring of which pleases God and compels a blessing upon us. When we understand this principle, it pleases God. It compels a blessing of the blessings of God upon our lives. Now, as disciples of Jesus Christ, committed to the ways, the laws and the systems of God, listen to me, there are people, there are institutions we must seek to deliberately revere and honor, not as convenient, but as demanded. It's a world of difference. There are certain things we are supposed to do with the principle of honor, whether it is convenient or not, because it is stated in the scriptures. Now, Apostle Peter, in my critical course scripture this morning, is telling us that there are four levels of honor in life. How many levels? According to my key scripture, my core scripture this morning, four levels of honor in life. And the first one is the apostle encouraging, challenging, admonishing us to honor all people. To honor all people. I'm going to give us the definition of honor in a bit. Or just follow me. Follow me. I'm the good shepherd this morning. Just follow me. Honor all people. Now, you see, if we keep the admonition of that instruction to honor all people, most of the problems in our world today will be non-existent. When I choose to honor my brother, when I choose to honor my wife, when I choose to honor my peers at work, I honor my neighbors. This world will be God's paradise. Now, as I was doing a research for this teaching, I read something somewhere about a college professor that gave a quiz to his students. He gave them a quiz, a pop quiz, and the last question in that quiz was this: what is the name of the cleaning lady in this school? And all the guys, all the students thought the professor was just a joke. They thought it was a joke. And none of them knows the name of the cleaning lady in that space. Nobody. Why? Because we think that what? The cleaning lady is not what? It's not important. It's not important. Honor all people, number one. Number two, honor the brotherhood. Honor the household of faith. Honor the household. Honor your brother in the household of faith. Honor your sister in the household of faith. Number three, it said fear God. Honor God. And the last level in the concept of honor is that we must honor government and institutions. Government and institutions. 1 Samuel 2:30, even though the honor is becoming a lost virtue in our times, God is the author of all that is honorable. He said, therefore the Lord God of Israel says, I said indeed that your house and the house of your father will walk before me forever. But now the Lord says, far be it from me, for those who honor me, I will what? I will honor. And those who despise me shall be what? So, the concept of honor is divine in nature, comes from God himself. Therefore, everyone you would meet in life is significant one way or the other. Everyone you are going to meet in life, everyone you are going to meet in your journey is significant one way or the other, and he or she deserves our care and our attention. There is nobody created by God that is not deserving of honor. There was something I read or I came across online some time ago about a lady that works in a factory. And every day that lady was going home, she will go to the gatehouse to greet the man at the gatehouse and just find out how that man was doing. I'm sure some of us must have read it because it trended online for a long time. And one day the woman was mistakenly shut up in the cold room in that environment. And everybody left, everybody went home. But that man at the gate was waiting for the greeting. And the greeting never came that evening. So the man became very uncomfortable and began to search all through that space looking for the woman. Because it's a matter of practice for her. When she's going home, she say hello to the man. Until he was able to find that woman locked up in a freezer. That was what saved that woman from imminent death. Everyone in life deserves to be honored. Our society here thrives on high service a lot. God, what are those things? What do we call those things? Sorry? Whatever, respect or whatever. But the concept of the Bible is different. For our lives are to be governed by the standard of the scripture. Everyone in life deserves our honor. Now, because honor issues from God, when we practice the honor principles, it elongates our life. Exodus 20:12, very quickly. Exodus 20:12. The honor principle elongates our lives, beautifies our destinies. Exodus 20:12. Honor your father and your mother. We know this scripture. We don't even need to put it up there. That your days may be what? May be long upon the land with the Lord your God is giving you. When you practice the honor principle, you are due for a long life. You are extensively guaranteed longevity in the land of the living, all things being equal. Now, what does it mean to honor? To honor is to value someone or something very deeply. To value someone or something very deeply. Now, the object of value could be an ideal. The object of value could be what? It could be even an ideal. This is what I mean. In the year 2003, there was a soccer match between Denmark and Iran. Denmark and Iran, I think it was an Olympic soccer game. Now, in the course of the game, an Iranian player was in his penalty box. So there was a whistle from the spectators. So the guy thought that the referee blew the whistle for the end of the half. So he took the ball with his hands. You know the story. Oh, yeah. So the referee pointed to the penalty box because he didn't blow for the end of the half. Now, you know what the Denmark team did? The guy that took the penalty deliberately kicked it outside because he said in Denmark, their country, one of their national values, one of the national ideals that run their nation is fairness and justice. And you know, they lost the match by 1-0. I know a country. I won't name that country. They won't do like that. Oh, I won't name the country, but you know what I'm talking about. I won't name that country. Hey, they say this is breakthrough. The prayers of the prayer warriors is working. Ha! The God of our fathers. Ha-ya-ya-ya. They said no, part of their national ideal as a nation is fairness and justice. And they lost the match 1-0. Olympic Committee that year gave them fair play. So that's why I said that honor could be an ideal. Do you know that there are people that are not Christians that understand values, ideals, live their lives on values, and are better than tongue-talking Christians? Some missionaries, pastor, came to this country some years ago, and they were driving them around, and they were seeing churches everywhere. They were excited. Wow, what a religious country. But while they were driving them, somebody just from the other vehicle, somebody threw something on the road. Ah, and that was it for that guy. I think they were from Sweden or one of those Nordic countries. He said in his 50 years of living in his country, nobody has ever thrown trash on the ground in his country. Ideals. Ideals. If our lives will be honorable, we must live on certain ideals. You see, my teaching, if time will give me, if I will have the time this morning, that the foundation of honor is moral excellence and moral ethics. So, honor speaks of holding in high esteem, reverence, and benevolence on the objects of our honor. My admonition to us this morning, it is dangerous to associate with people who don't practice the principle of honor. Don't follow someone without clearly stated principles and values for life. Don't follow anyone that don't have clearly stated values, mission statement for life that you can see. Paul said, 1 Corinthians 11:1, follow me as I follow Christ. Paul said, 1 Corinthians 4:17, Good News Translation, Timothy would remind you of the principles which I follow in the new life in union with Christ. Apostle Paul had principles that governed his life, even though he lived the new life in Christ Jesus. What are the principles that you have built your life upon? What principles drive your life? A man without principles is a dangerous man. Don't associate with him. I'll soon get out of your business, the way you are looking at me in this church this morning. But I hope someone is getting something out of this meeting. Now, Isaiah 29:13, very quickly, you see that honor is an outflow from a heart that fears God and is displayed in our word and in our action. You can't live an honorable life without it being displayed from the words you speak and the things that flow from your life. Look at the scripture, Isaiah 29:13. Therefore the Lord said, inasmuch as these people draw near with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but have removed their heart far from me. And their fear towards me is taught by the commandment of men. So honor is an outflow of a heart that fears God. So that's why I said that moral and ethical excellence are the foundation of a honorable life. That means imbibing values like honesty, truthfulness, modesty, respect, courtesy, competence, skillfulness, continuous improvement in every area of life are paramount values to a honorable life. Is someone in this meeting this morning? Now, let me share with you again. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm a management trainer. We are not in a management meeting this morning. We're in church, right? But I'll give you some illustrations just to... that's the way I do my teaching. I hope you are getting something out of it. Now, let me just share this with us very quickly. I sourced this from somewhere. This happened in Singapore. The value of honesty and truthfulness. Now, this guy, his name is Shiv Kera, a renowned author and management trainer, writes about his experience in Singapore. Now, this was his experience. He said 6 years ago in Singapore, I gave a taxi driver a business card to take me to a particular address. At that point, he circled around the building. His meter read $11, but it took only $10. I said, Henry, your meter reads $11. How come you are taking only $10? He said, sir, I am a taxi driver. I am supposed to be bringing you straight to the destination. Since I did not know that last spot, I had to circle around the building. Had I brought you straight here, the meter would have read $10. Why should you be paying for my ignorance? He said, sir, legally, I can claim $11, but honestly and ethically, I am entitled to only $10. He further added that Singapore is a tourist destination and many people come here for 3 or 4 days. after clearing the immigration and customs, the first experience is always with the taxi driver. And if that is not good, the balance 3 or 4 days are not pleasant either. He said, "Sir, I am not a taxi driver. I am the ambassador of Singapore without a diplomatic passport." That day, in my opinion, he probably did not go beyond 8th grade, but to me, he was a professional. To me, his behavior reflected pride in performance and character. That day, I learned that one needs more than professional qualifications to be a professional. In one line, be a professional with a human thought and values. That makes all the difference. Please clap, clap, clap. Ethics and moral excellence are the foundation of a honorable life. So that means we have to come out of this meeting this morning. For those of us that don't have stated values for our lives, when you get back home, set time apart and just be by yourself. And articulate the values that are going to be the drivers of your life and the drivers of your destiny going forward.
This message is brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org. For more,